Tomorrow, some 3,400 college seniors will receive their degrees from Arizona State University in Tempe. Next week, about 1,200 students will graduate from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. Although the schools are hundreds of miles apart, grads at both colleges are facing an especially tough job market. September 11th and the fall of the dot-coms have reduced both the number and types of jobs available. Jim Dixie is a career counselor at Georgetown, and Elaine Stover helps direct the Job Placement Center at Arizona State. Stover says that there are still a lot of career opportunities for college grads if they know where to look.
We still have financial services organizations wanting our graduates and coming on campus and accessing our resumes and posting jobs. But I think what we're seeing more of are the service agencies, government agencies. For example, at this one career event that we had five different police departments there, including LAPD, El Paso Police Department. They were very busy all day. They weren't just sitting around twiddling their thumbs. People were realizing that this is where the opportunity is. So they're definitely interested in that area. I wish more people would consider the K-12 arena. We have a large education college at Arizona State, and we have school districts who are definitely in a hiring mode. They're probably our largest industry as far as an employer, and there aren't enough graduates to go around.
A lot of the students at Georgetown, I'll tell you, particularly in the business school, thought they would go to school, walk out, and get a Wall Street job. And I've had students come in to me, despite what's happened, despite of September 11th, and actually sit in my office and say, well, you know, I only have one job offer, and it doesn't have a bonus. And my roommate last year had five job offers. You want to look across the desk and say, where have you been for the last year? But the bottom line is there are more jobs available. They're in different areas. But Teach for America this year hired 120% more of our students. The Peace Corps is taking more of our people. And I'm also seeing a group of students that are saying, I want to do something else besides go into finance.
And do you see students when they walk into your office say to you, do they say to you, 9/11 changed my career goals?
Seeing the Pentagon burning for a couple of days did change the mindset of a lot of our students. And I had a number of them come in and said, I want to go into the military. I want to join the Naval Officer Corps. I want to go into the CIA. I have seen that personally, yes.
And I think the same thing probably has occurred in other parts of the country. It might have just taken a little bit longer for students to realize that these are areas that they might want to pursue.
I wonder if you can compare what's going on now with this recession or slowdown with previous recessions, say the one 10 years ago.
One of the differences is that there are other options for our graduates to pursue besides corporate America. I think now the reality is, okay, so the opportunities aren't where I thought they might be, so let me look elsewhere.
I remember recessions going back to, for instance, the 70s, when literally the entire economy came to a halt, and there were just no jobs, period. What I've seen is a shift, and I try to tell the students that there are jobs. I get daily calls for jobs. I walked out of the office this morning, and there were 610 open, full-time, permanent positions posted on our system. That's actually up 180 from last year. I have not had a down month since last March. So when I compare the supposed recession year and this year, I'm actually doing a lot better.
And so what is the starting salary a college graduate can expect?
Oh, it depends on it depends on the field.
Our education folks right now are starting at around 30 for a 9-month or 10-month contract. And our liberal arts, some of our general business areas are probably mid to high 30s. And our engineering folks and some of our technical areas we'll be looking at least at the undergraduate level, probably low 40s.
Jim Dixie at Georgetown?
I would agree with Elaine. Teaching, they're probably going to be 30, somewhere in the low 30s. And it depends what state they go to, and it depends what the situation is. Some go to private schools. I can't tell you off the top of my head what Teach for America pays. It's probably fairly low. Several years ago, we would have students go into financial services, the Goldman Sachs, some of the larger New York firms and consulting firms, easily at 55 or 60 with signing bonuses that could be 15. This year, there are virtually no signing bonuses. And I would say if somebody comes in at 50, they're going to be lucky. So I'd say this year, we're probably seeing them more in the high 40s.
Jim Dixie is Associate Director at Georgetown University's MBNA Career Center in Washington. Elaine Stover is Assistant Director of Career Placement at Arizona State University in Tempe.